All right, quiet down. Given that you degenerates seem to think that the most lowbrow things are funny, you are going to stay here until you get it all out of your system. All right, now let's do the roll call. Mandy.
Hello, Mandy Catalana.
Sam.
Balinda.
Jesse.
Hello.
All right, they're all here with Mandy, Sam and Jesse. This is Setting the Brow Live.
Mandy just doesn't even react. He's just disappointed.
Well,
later in the episode.
Oh, way to show me up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bitch.
I'm like disgusted when other people burp it up.
You do it and it's fine.
Yeah, because I'm cute. Anyway.
Bullshit. Wow. Okay, first lie of the day.
How dare
first
you?
To Mandy.
How dare you not agree with me?
I don't think I've ever agreed with you, and there's a reason for that. Guys, I have a bit of a dilemma, and I want you to be the problem solvers for this one.
This will end well.
Are we playing Nelly?
What? Oh, is that the song?
No matter what I do,
all I think about is you. Oh, Jesse, take it away.
Is it dilemma or dilemma?
Oh, yeah. What do you say?
Dilemma.
That's dilemma.
Nelly's dilemma.
Did I say Nelly's dilemma?
No.
I think I said dilemma.
Yeah, you said dilemma and I was just like, I don't think Nelly's saying that.
I do say words slowly though.
And also just weird like gills instead of girls.
Wombat. Girls, yeah.
Wombat.
I say remote instead of remote.
Okay, well, that's just fucking stupid.
Pass me the remote.
Anyway, what's your dilemma?
If you do someone a favour and they promise you a reward, and the said person doesn't actually give you the reward, do I have it within my rights?
No, absolutely fucking not.
Get in touch with that person and go, hey, where's my reward?
Is this about Mandy?
No, it's not. It's actually about a stranger.
Okay.
Hang on. Can I ask, were they offering this reward and is that the only reason you said yes to it?
No.
Like a payment?
I'll set the scene here. I was walking through my lovely park the other day and I noticed something shining in the foreground. Turns out it was a ring, a Harvard Business School ring.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I've told you about this,
yeah,
Jesse.
Yeah.
And it had a guy's name engraved in it, and I went to the extra effort to go, shit, this guy's ring, he's come over from America or whatever, or he was a student from Australia and he got to go over there and he's lost his graduation alumni ring, which would be a huge deal for Harvard Business School people because it's a big
deal. Oh, mate, have you ever met someone who's been to Harvard?
No, yeah,
it's the first fucking thing they tell you.
They wear the t-shirts and everything. Any school over there that you've gone to.
I mean, I went there to visit and I tell people about that.
Why?
Yeah, you do actually. You do.
What's so good about a fucking uni?
Because it's America and it's overhyped.
Anyway.
Love America though. Anyway, I went through LinkedIn. I went through all the sources, Facebook, Instagram, trying to find this guy. And I actually found him and I got in touch with him and I said, hey, mate, I've got your ring. And he was like,
way too much.
He's just gone straight to marketplace.
Yeah, true.
Are they worth
cash converters.
I don't
probably
know.
Would be. Oh, it's got his name engraved, so maybe not. Anyway, he lives up in Brisbane. He was visiting here for work.
Melbourne.
And he said, I was going to get someone to come and drop it off. I was going to leave it at work. And then he said he'll bring someone else to come pick it up. And that's what he did. I didn't meet the person because it was on a day when I wasn't here. And then he messaged me again separately and said, mate, you are a lifesaver. Thank you so much. Got the ring back. I owe you a bottle. What do you drink? And I said, that's really kind of you. I didn't expect anything, but
some
I
some 40-year-old scotch.
Drink a bit of whiskey, a bit of scotch. Yeah. And I did put that out.
What are they called? Magnum?
Yeah.
The big bottles. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not the ice cream.
Yeah, I know.
Although equally as delicious, if not more.
Mm.
Anyway, he said he'd get me one. It's been 3 months.
Ooh.
And I still have
it. He went to Harvard.
Yeah, he's doing fine. I'm not doing as well as he is, that's for sure. My rings are like $20.
You don't follow that up. You just go, oh.
It's in my dreams now. I'm starting to dream about it.
Did you specify what he's got to buy you or did you just say, love a bit of whiskey?
Love whiskey.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Do I reply and go, hey, mate, sorry I didn't do a follow-up message. This is a specific one I like.
Yeah,
or has
look,
it been too
it's
long?
Wildly disappointing, God. But you can't follow
it's
up.
It's not even that disappointing. It's a fucking bottle of
he went to
dude.
Harvard.
How
Mandy.
Nice is free alcohol
it
too?
Is, but you're such
There's
a
no
you're
kind.
Such a what's the word like a an addict for free shit. Like who cares? Let it go, man.
Oh,
it's
I
a
am.
Bottle.
I am. I wish
you
I was
are.
Addicted
like,
to something else.
But then it's so disappointing because he could have had a free Harvard ring.
Yeah, I really lose out in this situation.
No, but you did it without, this was like a bonus drink that you could have just gotten. And yeah, you know what? It's fair
it's
to go.
It's the principle.
It's fair enough to think the guy's a bit of a dick for not following
no, I
through with
I
it.
I think he's still fine. I think he just forgot. And but I think a reminder might be okay.
No.
Yeah, you can't. I
should have reminded him after.
Nothing
a couple of
would
days.
Make me no, more sick inside to be like, hey, mate, remember that bottle you said you'd get me? I don't think you can.
I literally feel awkward chasing someone up for like $500 that they owe me.
Yeah, but we know you've
$500?
Got, you've got
why
some
someone...
deep-seated issues about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Are you into something else?
No, I just.
Are you dealing?
I just feel like, yeah.
Why are
just,
people owing you $500?
I'm just saying, like, maybe I bought them concert tickets.
Fucking hell.
I don't know. I'm just saying, up. Like, let's say I was like, I'll buy our tickets and you owe me $500.
Yep.
Even asking you, hey, can you transfer me? I'm like, yeah, see, vomiting while I'm doing it. Yeah, like, I hate it.
That's not normal, mate.
I hate it.
Mm. Yeah.
You're entitled to your own money. And I think if you owe someone, you pay them back. And if yeah. you're owed, then they pay
I
you back.
I will
awkward.
Give you a solution in that I think
you will get me a bottle.
My morals say and my embarrassment says, leave it. Let it go. But for the sake of the podcast, let's see if Mr. Harvard will give you some whiskey.
I reckon you should send him an abusive message, being like,
oh, don't start abusive.
What the fuck? Where's my fucking whiskey?
How's he going to get that sort of accent across with the email?
Fucking F-A-R-K-E-N.
Oh, yeah, nice. Fucking me for more.
And you can send him a voice.
Yeah.
Voice note. Voice note. Voice note on Insta. Oi.
I forgot where technology's taken us. It's not just a messenger pigeon anymore, isn't it?
Anyway, give us an update.
Done. I'm going to email him back.
So it was over email?
Yeah.
Wow.
And text. Email and text.
That's a lot.
Cute.
You're both about to hate my husband and think he's the most fucking disgusting person that's ever hit this
I can't imagine
planet.
A world where I don't like Mike. Yeah. I love everything about him. The only thing that I find questionable about Mike is that he's a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is you.
I was actually going to some of his judgment.
The only way I will hate him is by hating you by association.
Yeah, fair.
But apart from that, love everything about him.
Oh, wait till you see this shit. Okay, so if I wasn't married to him and 8 years into our marriage, this would be, like, I'm on the brink of divorce.
Have you finally seen his penis for the first time?
No, and yet to get to that.
Okay, sorry.
We're fine. Yeah, well,
it's
10 years of marriage.
Wild that you're pregnant.
Yeah,
10 years of marriage.
Jesse the daddy, you the daddy.
You'll she never
have to see
know.
Her.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. No, we did IVF just so that we didn't have to have
spent
sex.
Tens of thousands of dollars. A lot of heartache.
So
hard on.
Mike went fishing on the weekend.
Great.
And he caught some whiting, and they went tuna fishing, and they caught a whole bunch of
fun.
Shit.
What? I went fishing. I caught nothing.
Yeah, because you're shit at fishing.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Anyway, on the weekend, Mike went fishing and I was at home and he sent me a video. First he said, like, caught a few things. Like, I was like, what, did you catch anything? He's like, yeah, whiting, squid, went tuna fishing, like, blah, blah, blah. Cool. And then he goes, he just sent me a video with no context and it was him washing the fish. So basically descaling it and washing it.
Yeah.
With, you know, like a gurney, like a high pressure
hose.
Oh,
like a high pressure hose.
So what he did, he was basically using the high pressure hose.
That's sick.
Like spraying it almost under the scales and then they were flicking off.
Yeah.
So it was a really smart and easy way to.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah, genius.
Oh, where are the scales?
No, no, no. Look how he was holding the fish.
Oh,
I'm showing you a photo. Isn't that and look?
That's sick.
It's fucked up.
What is he holding it with?
He's holding the fish between his toes.
With his fucking
mangled toes.
But what's wrong with that?
They're almost like clamps.
And his toes are all crisscrossed. How does he even get?
They're like clamping down the fish between his toes.
That seems resourceful.
I'll have a closer look.
So fucked. And then he was like, "Yeah, we'll have tacos with the whiting." And I'm
that's
like,
so funny. He sent you that to piss you off.
I'm like, there's no way I'm having foot tacos.
But that's also the fish's head. You're not eating that part anyway.
It doesn't matter. He was putting his fucking feet all over the fish that we were eating in his
toes. Oh, my God. I have never heard Maddie speak like that. Such a mean girl.
Mike's feet, for a guy with a foot fetish, I don't know if we've spoken about this on this podcast.
Oh, we haven't.
He has a foot fetish for my feet, as in he wants them pedicured and looking pretty at all times. That's his, like, that gets him going.
But yours.
But his feet. Oh, fucking foul. And that
smell like fish.
The fishy foot and the fish tacos and the foot tacos that he was going to make. I was genuinely...
Foot tacos?
Yeah, foot tacos.
See, I don't reckon because you're going to clean them, you're going to cook them, and you're going to chop that part of the fish off.
That.
I still don't understand how, if you're high-pressure hosing the fish, how they're staying in his between his toes. Like, that's fast.
Because he had the...
Full
grip strength on his toes.
Yeah, some grip strength.
That's gnarly.
He had the foot's head, like, almost like one toe over one side of the head and then the big toe clamping it.
And
then he was like, and then he was pressing down as well. So the fish was sort of staying put. Yeah. And then with the other hand, well, he wasn't using his hands for anything other than one hand on the high pressure hose. And then he was like.
Well, to be fair, he needed the other hand because he was holding the high pressure hose with one hand. Mm. And then he had to hold his phone to take photos. Yeah. So, and I mean, I'm pro high pressure hosing anything. I got a high pressure cleaner a few weeks ago. And to be honest with you, I've thought about washing the dishes.
I thought you were going to say your ass.
Oh, I do that too. Oh, this might be a bit of an enema.
That's a high pressure bidet. Jeez, imagine how the fish feel.
The fish?
Yeah.
He didn't stick them up his ass.
Okay, I got a tattoo that I need to talk to you guys about. Not
you
on
got
me.
A tattoo.
I was gonna say, aren't you clean skinned?
Nah. I do have one little.
Oh, that's right. You've got like a fucking. What are they called?
Tramp stamp.
Fuck, no.
Oh, a cow bloody.
Squeeze your brain.
A nightclub stamp is what I was trying to say.
It does look like a nightclub stamp.
I was thinking
what you do. The wrong spot.
What do you do on cows?
It's like.
Branding.
Branding,
yeah.
It's like if you're left-handed and you're writing an essay and it smudges all over the back of your hand.
You've literally got it on the side of your palm.
It's just a G, just in case you ever
look. Great story behind that. We'll tell that another time. And clean skinned. Are you circumcised chat? Or yeah, non-circumcised.
Clean-skinned and
clean-skinned means no tattoos, Sam.
But would clean-skinned also mean if you're circumcised or not?
If you're not circumcised, you can still clean your skin.
Yeah, true. Just sounds like a term that might cross over.
To me, clean-skinned sounds more circumcised than not.
That's what I was
because
thinking.
Your foreskin is cleaner.
Yes. I reckon clean-skinned is circumcised. So, Jesse, are you clean-skinned?
You are, aren't you?
Wait, I don't understand.
Which you are circumcised.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yes.
Sammy.
Whoa.
I don't know why I know this information.
I was surprised that you knew.
I don't even know.
When did I tell her that?
My mum probably doesn't even know.
I probably didn't. Your mum doesn't know. When did you?
I've always known that about you both.
I might have got it circumcised in my 20s. She doesn't know. Didn't need to know about that.
Fair enough.
Mm.
Adult circumcision.
You wouldn't tell your mum.
Grab a rock.
Grab a rock.
Oh.
Too far.
Yeah, scissors on the table.
Oh, I'd rather a rock on a rock. Oh.
Come here.
A rock. I'm actually just, rather a rock.
Yeah, I think it'll be more blunt.
What the fuck?
What? Yeah, exactly. Want it to be blunt.
You want it to be blunt.
I think so.
Blunt.
Can we go back to your tattoo chat?
We get onto your tattoo chat, I just want to give people an insight into our when we plan these episodes. We often say let's do, we'll all bring a story or whatever each, and maybe we won't do three filthy ones in a row. Like we'll try and do one, we'll spread them out. The tattoo chat was meant to be safe.
Yours, Mike's feet was pretty gross. Mine was fine. I reckon 2 out of 3 aren't bad.
The foot one wasn't meant to be gross either. We turned it into a bidet chat. Anyway, that's what
we can do another one after this and it's not gross.
Oh, we'll see how that goes.
You'll find circumcision in there somewhere.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Bring it back.
We'll find it. Yeah.
Actually, you can't bring it back once you've done. It's for good.
Well,
we talked about rock. We talked about scissors. Imagine paper.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A paper cutter.
That's the worst.
It would take forever.
Yeah. Should we play rock, scissors, paper and see how we...
I don't want to anymore. So it makes my dick feel weird.
Can you rock, paper, scissors?
I keep envisioning it happening.
I want to play. We'll do rock, paper, scissors. Hopefully we all get a different one. And then we'll see who's...
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a bigger dick.
But I'm choosing how I want to be circumcised. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Great.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Well, you want to be papered.
One.
You want to get your foreskin cut off by paper.
Let's try again.
I thought we were just winning.
Nah.
Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah, how you want it to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Now I've changed mine to paper because it sounds fun. I want to be with you guys. But now you've changed yours.
That was really shit. Anyway, what's with the tattoo chat?
Fuck. What just happened then?
I'm not cutting it.
Fuck. The circumcision?
Yeah, either.
You don't have any tats. You don't have any tats.
I've got tats.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Don't backfire.
I've got a tat.
What do you got?
Oh, geez. Careful. She's standing up.
Oh.
Don't mind my pregger's belly.
Is that what it says?
A nice little bird.
Quote. Oh, you got a bird? I don't think I knew that.
I don't fucking care.
Wow. Someone's a bit defensive.
Someone's a 16-year-old juvenile type.
Oh, I didn't know that about you. Oh, I couldn't give a fuck what you know about me, gun.
You don't fucking know me.
Yeah, I've been to prison. That's where I got this little blue bird.
I escaped prison just like the birdies.
Anyway, so do you want to tell us about your tattoo? Or?
Oh, it was a shit radio when I first started in radio, we decided, me and my co-host and I at the time, decided whoever lost this.
I'm glad you're fixing your English on this podcast. My podcast host and I. Oh, no, sorry. It was a radio show.
Anyway, we I lost the bet. So I got to choose the tattoo, though. So it's kind of stupid and doesn't really count as a dare.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. That's a big tattoo for a losing radio.
Well, I obviously wanted it, obviously, and I just have a reason to get one.
Yeah.
But I don't like it anymore, but I don't care because it's just under my rib cage and no one really sees it.
Sammy,
I want to hear about yours. Or you don't have one, but you're going to get one.
It's just a design I've been flirting with.
Oh, okay. No, he's got the G-spot on his wrist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mine's down here.
I saw Sam's pulling his pants down again for the second episode in a row.
Why are you wearing those headphones, by the way?
Oh, and there's a cleaner outside the studio. She's going to love this.
Down there.
Oh, have you got a tat?
What is that?
It says, shh.
Oh, shh. When did you get that?
You know about that, don't you?
No.
It was when I was in America in college. Well, going back to American college.
You go to Harvard.
I went to a place called VCU. It was a Commonwealth University. It was like community college. Me and my mate, we were going to get each other's initials, but instead we did half and half. So I got S for Sam and H for Harry. He got H for Harry, S for Sam.
So he says his.
He says hers.
His and hers.
And he looks like, strangely looks like Harry Styles. So okay. It looks like he's really
And Sam's near his dick says, shh.
Once again, no one's been near there and it's going to stay that way. It's a little secret between me and the tattoo.
Go on with your tattoo chat.
Yeah. I cannot get the image of a girl being down there with Sam and just being like, shh.
It's happened a few
times.
But it's happened a few times where, oh, fuck, no.
That's not what puts her off, by the way.
Can we cut that out? I don't want to.
No. Go on.
There's nothing to say. Anyway, it's a surprise.
Oh, do we have to, shh.
I forget I've got it. And then sometimes if something's happening, with a loved one.
She's like,
a loved one sounds like it's a fucking family member. No. Nana.
So my cousin.
Okay, this is getting.
This is not even lowbrow. This is worse.
I don't think we're allowed to hear most of this.
We're plumbing the depths.
What a shame, because it is funny.
Can you podcast?
No, you can keep that.
Oh,
it's fine. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, we're not getting paid for anyway, this.
Anyway, the photo that I want to show you is a tattoo design
right,
that
dying.
Has been doing the rounds in the Christian community.
Just like my Nana.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Has Nana done the rounds in the Christian
community? No, Manny said she was dying.
I thought your dead Nana was doing the rounds.
Sorry, I came in late.
To be fair, the Christians can raise the dead. So.
I guess they can.
Oh, my God. I'm in pain.
This is a tattoo that has been doing the rounds. That's what she
said. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I actually have another good choking story to share another time.
Oh, my God, sorry.
Another choking story.
It's about a grandparent. Oh,
shit. Tell it. Sorry,
no.
Fuck.
No, I don't actually. I'm more interested
more
in
about the
what
community.
Your grandparent was joking on.
We'll do it next.
Tell
we'll
it.
We'll do it next.
Nah, we can pause. We'll
yeah,
go back
nah,
to
we
Jesse.
Can come back to this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, great. This won't take long.
That's what she
said. Granddad's also dead.
Yep.
But we had I think it was his like 78th birthday at his house. And he was at that point in his life where he was not allowed solid foods.
Aww.
And this prick was sneaking chicken wings into his mouth when
chicken
no one was
wings.
Looking. When all his diet was usually just VB and
not even nuggets. Like he's going full
chicken
wings.
No, he's
gone
full on
wings.
Chicken wings. And he started choking.
Yeah, with the fucking
to the
bone?
Point.
Like,
yeah.
Well, you're not eating the bone.
Yeah, but like.
Well, I mean, his nana was, but.
But we just didn't. Different parents, I just want to, you know, preface. Different parents. So Nana family. And granddad, obviously not related. So I don't want to get everything, you know, I don't want to make this too gross. I don't want to make it too similar.
What, the story about your Nana?
No, just.
Yeah.
Anyway, he started choking and we were all around the table and we were like, oh, Jesus Christ, granddad's going to die. And we ended up having a nurse that was on site anyway there, started giving him mouth to mouth, managed to save him, all that type of stuff. Ambulance came to take him away and mum was so adamant about getting like a 78th birthday photo of the family.
Get fucked.
Granddad's like passed out.
You're joking. About to be loaded into the ambulance.
The two paramedics are there and they're just like, mum's asking, can we just get a quick photo? And the paramedics like looking at each other.
No.
And she's just like,
that's so good.
Can we get a quick photo? And they're like, I guess so. And then mum's like, all right, everyone get together, get together.
Actually dead.
Holy shit. I'll find the photo.
That's like proper Insta, like girlfriends of Instagram or whatever, boyfriends of Insta. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, we just need one photo. Yeah, just with sorry. Granddad.
We just need a photo for Insta.
Well, I think her thoughts was that, I'm going to send this to you. Her thoughts that were, this could be it. So we may as well get a good photo.
Oh my God. If the family. If he had passed away,
this is
would
like,
your mum have said, can you just prop him up on the couch?
Yes, she would go that
we're
far.
In the Bernie side.
She would go that far. This is like the bloody
credit to your mum,
Jesus and his disciples
effort.
Photo. I've just sent it to you guys. The best part about it is every different people's facial reactions.
Oh my god!
Everyone's questioning. What are we doing?
Oh my god! He's like fully. Are they holding his head up?
The candles on the cake are lit.
Oh my god!
Mum's quickly
his
taking
head
a
up.
Photo.
Quick,
he's
blow it out.
Oh,
that's when you need Nana.
Oh, your mum's not even in this photo.
She's taking it. She was like, I need to take this photo.
Your dad's your like smiling.
Face, your face is like, guys, what are we doing
I'm
here?
Probably the only one that was kind of enjoying it. My auntie, who's also helping keep his face upright, is like looking at someone
oh,
else.
Oh, she's giving real side eye.
Oh, my God.
The lady in pink at the back's just like, guys, this we need to get out
just
of here.
Just for everyone listening, it's basically a man sitting in a chair. He looks
an
passed
old man.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, he looks properly passed out. And there's just a bunch of people standing around him questioning their existence in front of a birthday
with
cake.
With two women holding his head up.
Yep. And there's two paramedics out of sight, ready to take him away to hospital.
Oh, they didn't get them in the photo.
Oh, that would have been good. Oh, that one of them could have taken it for mum to be in
true.
It.
And they even lit the cake.
Maybe mum didn't want to incriminate herself. Yeah, I don't know who blew the candles out.
Certainly not him.
No. We'll never know.
Anyway tattoo.
RIP, granddad. Love you lots. You were great to me.
What happened
I think,
to your...
I don't know. Actually,
Christian community, Jesse.
Fuck, it just seems like such a drawback
it
now.
Is, but go.
I like the start. I go back to
so
the same wording as before.
Popular tattoo amongst young Christian men at the moment. I want you to just have a look at that photo and just describe what is on that person's wrist.
What the hell? Oh, I looked at it wrong.
Wait, don't say it. Let me look at it.
Oh,
I
that's
see if I can see it.
Painful. It's.
So it's all the way from his wrist all the way up his to his elbow, but it's on the inside of the forearm.
It's iconic. It's an iconic moment. It's Jesus Christ.
Did you think it was tits
being
first?
Nailed to the? I did not think it was Jesus Christ. So
did you
yes,
think it was like a dick.
It was
like
definitely. Show us.
You know what? It's got very veiny dick vibes.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that. I can see what's on your mind. Mike hasn't been putting out again.
Yeah.
But basically.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Veiny dick vibes.
Describe to people what it looks like. So
it's
they
Jesus
kinda...
Christ being nailed to the cross, but it's almost like a full bodied tattoo where it's his forearm is the same length as the other guy's forearm that's tattooed on it.
And his face and
nail...
his body is up near the elbow. But where as his arm goes down towards where it gets nailed, it kind of blends. And becomes the person's arm.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so then there's a tattoo of where the nail goes in to his arm.
So he's claiming to be Jesus Christ.
So I don't know, I guess. But the first comment underneath that photo
where'd you see this photo?
I think I saw it on Reddit or something like that.
You love
but
Reddit.
One of the
what are
you first,
doing on Reddit?
It's on there.
Seeing hilarious photos
that's
like this.
Fucking weird. What do you? How do you browse Reddit?
It's pretty
Reddit.
Niche.
Reddit.
Reddit.
No, you just go on popular and it just comes up with whatever's funny. But the first comment was that guy didn't realize what he was doing with his arm before he got the tattoo.
Jesus Christ is wanking him off.
Yeah.
Wait.
Every time.
If he ever masturbates, Jesus Christ is doing it.
Because his arm is now Jesus' arm.
And it's dead. He's dead.
Well, it's dying Jesus.
Oh, yeah, true.
That would be like getting grandpa's arm. And
oh, nah, too close to home.
Mandy, sorry. Mandy.
Shh. Shit or shit, yeah.
All right, to kick us off today, how do we feel about baths?
I had ice baths as mine.
Oh, baths.
Oh, it's but a okay. bath-themed it's a shit or shit, yeah.
I had barbed wire.
Interesting.
Bartholomew as a name.
All right. Well, let's
start. It's on your mind, is it? Are you thinking of a Bartholomew?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a Bartholomew.
You're going to have another crack at that.
Bartholomew.
Was that a genuine? Have another guy.
Oh, man. I've never been able to not say a word.
No, go again.
Bartholomew. Whoa. Oh. Hang on. What is it? Bartholomew.
Is he having a stroke?
What? I think I've forgotten the word.
No, keep going.
No, I actually can't.
Do you want me to say it again for you?
No. I want him to.
Bartholomew.
Oh, wow.
It's manure at the end. What's the.
Oh, Bartholomew.
Oh, shit.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm saying you sound like you're saying manure at the end. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to say that.
Nah, just say it normally.
Bartholomew.
Nah.
Am I adding a syllable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bartholomew.
Yeah, that's better. Well done.
Better or that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it Bartholomew or Moo? Now I've lost it.
Bartholomew.
It's Mew.
Oh, Bartholomew. Yeah. Oh, I would have had that ages ago if you guys told me how to say it.
Probably. It's not Bartholomew.
But we've said it so many times now that I'm not sure if it's anything anymore.
Anyway, I'm going
to
say.
Anyway, shit yeah to Bartholomew.
Yeah. Jesus.
Baths as in like a nice warm bath.
Yep.
Shit yeah. However, apparently when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to have like hot baths.
Why?
Which I think is bullshit.
Because you cook the baby inside.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently you can't cook the baby. That's not a thing, right? My obstetrician told me that. She's like, you can't cook the baby. She's like,
Mandy's ass. Mandy, every time she visits, how do I cook the baby? Can't do it, Mandy.
You're not allowed. And I'm like, oh. So, no, apparently it's because when you're pregnant, you get dizzy really easily. Which is a thing. That's definitely something.
Oh, like low blood pressure or something.
Something like that. Mm. So like I literally get dizzy from like tying my shoelaces up and standing up and I'm like, whoa. So it's basically because hot temperatures make you.
Yeah,
like
it lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah. And so you can easily like pass out or whatever if you have like a really hot bath. She's like, have your hot bath. She's like, just get out slowly. You'll be fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway.
Shit, yeah. I have like 3 a week. Love it.
Yeah. Oh.
It's my favorite room in the house, the bathroom, because of the bath.
Mm, interesting.
Salts, bit of eucalyptus oil, sometimes lavender at night.
Any bath bombs?
No, I'm more just a salt guy.
You're scared by bath bombs?
Maybe I've heard something about them like causing like, not thrush, but like something in your, it's just not good for your vag, I think.
Fuck, baths are a nightmare for women. Out.
But I don't know, but soap must be fine. Unless that's a myth, but I don't know.
I put a lot of like eucalyptus oil. That wouldn't be good because sometimes my penis burns.
Well, I think that's the rash though, isn't it?
Unrelated because it does happen when I'm not in the bath.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Anyway, what are you, Jesse?
Shit, yeah.
You getting into it?
No, I don't have a bath at home, but I miss it.
Fuck.
Is this just a...
I just thought of it the other day and I was like, I'd love to be able to have a bath now.
You just want to pen a letter.
Yeah.
It hurts when you can't.
Yeah.
It does.
You just call him a...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I want it more now that it's not available to me.
You can always use my bath if you like. It actually has room for two.
I reckon I'll use yours.
I've never wanked in my bath. If that's
where
you're
going. Yeah, but your bare ass has been all over it.
Bare ass has been all over a lot of things.
You know, once you told me, you know how you came to my in-law's beach house that time?
Yes.
I think you got out of the shower and you said, oh, yeah, I was just sitting in there for ages.
Yeah, I sit down.
In the shower?
Sometimes I go fetal position.
I have, I mean, I was going to say I always think, I've had this thought once. When I've been in that shower, like shortly after that, I thought, ew, Sam's bare ass has been where my feet are.
But so much water.
And you know, it's also crazy for you to sit in a shower that you know that Mandy's been in when she's a long time waffle stomper.
True.
You know, it's one of her favorite pastimes.
Yeah.
And if it's not my feces, it's not good, right? For my own arsehole.
No, I don't think so. Maybe that's where the rash came from.
Maybe. Fuck, it's gone a long way, too. It's gone from the back to the front.
Anyway, ice baths.
That's because you've been wiping from the back to the front.
Oh, yeah, have you got an update for us?
Wait,
you haven't tried it yet. Were you going to try it?
No, I forgot.
All right, Jesse's going to wipe the bottom the opposite way from the front, as in using the hand from the front but going back to front.
Yeah.
Because there's always more feces there.
Wait,
do you want me to film it next time I do it?
No.
Hey, anyway, ice baths.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Mm, I'm allergic to cold water.
Oh, that's right. You get all rashy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, extra rashy.
Extra rashy. Mm. Jesse, are you a shit yeah because you've tried it?
Yeah, so I tried it. I reckon in lockdown, I started going swimming in winter just to feel something again.
As in like at the pool or the beach? Actually, yeah, should we delve deep into that?
No, I don't reckon. I don't want to. Can we pull that thread? I remember going to the beach one day. So I was trying to do some exercise and I was trying to go swimming and stuff.
I love how it's all trying.
And I most days I barely swam. I literally got in the water and floated around for a bit and I was like, this is fucking
shit. That'd be freezing.
Bro, one day I got out of the water and I looked at the weather app as I was walking back to the car. It was 5 degrees.
Holy shit.
But I was in lockdown. There was nothing else to do.
I follow this like 12-year-old kid on TikTok and Instagram.
I thought you were going to say home.
It's still weird.
And he is taking an ice bath every day until Christmas. And when he first started doing it, he was like, I'm going to take an ice bath every day until Christmas or until I stop. It really, good it really got everyone hooked. So now all the top comments at the moment.
The fizzy drink guy.
What's the fizzy drink guy?
Where he would document one day of no fizzy drink, 2 days of no fizzy drink, 3 days of no fizzy drink.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to him.
I think he's still going. I think he's popped up on my Instagram.
No, he'd live way longer because he hasn't been hitting the fizzy drinks.
Oh, I see.
He's still alive. Anyway, it's funny because all the top comments are like, why am I watching a 12-year-old kid get in an ice bath every day?
Yeah, that is weird.
But it's very cute. Everyone's behind him. Everyone's like, mate, day one people like this comment. We're behind you. And now he's got like 200,000 followers on Instagram. He's absolutely killing it. Man, he's lost interest.
Yeah. Look, will say.
I'll send you the video.
The one thing I will say about ice baths is you can't talk about it to anyone because the moment you start talking about ice baths and cold water and Wim Hof and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I just glaze over and I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it because it makes you feel real good.
Yeah. It's culty.
It's cross.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my husband, I'm a shit yeah silently like you.
Yeah. Oh, so have you been doing it?
No, but I'm not. I wish I could. I'm such a little bitch when it comes to it.
Also, instead of cooking the baby, would it freeze the baby?
I don't know. True. I'm not going to try any like wild temperature things at the moment.
Yeah, now's not the time. Yeah, wait. Just live life like normal. Actually, not normally.
True.
Yeah. I reckon cut the heroin out.
Yeah. Go 50% of everything you're doing right now.
My doctor never said anything about heroin.
Yeah. Because you didn't tell him, did you?
Oh, assuming
it's seen the
fucking
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that, yeah, that's on me. Especially the first three letters of heroin.
True. Fuck. Anyway, Mike, my husband wants to buy one of those fucking ugly ass big barrel ones for the backyard. And I'm like,
oh, what's he buying?
Huh?
What's he buying? Like a
fucking some like barrel thing and he wants as an
inflatable or?
No, I don't even think he wants an inflatable one. I think he wants like a big, it's hideous. And I'm like, what? You've got this nice backyard.
You have so much space in the granny flat. Just put it in there.
Oh, like one of those wooden ones?
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Can't put an ice bath upstairs.
Like something like that?
Like reinforced bloody.
Like that?
Oh, that'd be sick.
That's $9,000.
That looks like nice. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just like, really? Just have a fucking cold shower, mate.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Anyway.
I would like to figure out a way to do it that doesn't cost $9,000, but I haven't, so I don't do it anymore.
There's literally like $400 ones on Marketplace.
Oh, I can recommend some from the 12-year-old kid.
Then you have to put,
Anyway, at Setting the Brow Low on Insta and TikTok, if you want to follow us, if you want to slide into our DMs with a shit or shit, yeah, go nuts.
Oh, our followers are going through the roof.
We've got two, so please follow us.
There's three of us.
By the time this comes out.
Man, he's not following. Actually, the other person following my housemate, Jake, so I'm not following either. Jesse, are you following? Or is it Kaz, your partner?
Oh, maybe. I think I am following.
Maybe it's you and Kaz following.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
Oh, no, that's three.
By the time this comes out, it's going to be full of followers anyway, so this is all redundant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Fuck. Got him. Thanks for listening.
We love you and Good night.